This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Question I want you to ponder. After several days of hysteria, are you fearful of coronavirus? Have you succumbed to the media's hyping of the coronavirus and act as though, around every corner is somebody with a mask that, run? Are you fearful of the drop in the markets?
Hey, it's up 727 on the Dow right now. So.
I know. I had a big. It was 1,000 points when I was on my way out to the University of Mary, where I'm at right now. For what's on your mind, most of the drive this morning, and then it slipped down a little bit. But yeah, came back nicely. But
so, can we overlook yesterday if it recovers today or this week? You know, or is the hysteria of yesterday something we could just put in the rearview mirror and be done?
I'm going to make a prediction to you on at least the coronavirus side of this. It's going to be a distant memory by the time the election comes around, that's for sure. And maybe even much sooner. I mean, for one, we have mass hysteria over coronavirus right now. I believe the media is irresponsible in spreading fear. They've caused this. They've caused this, the scaring of the markets. The Democrats have piled on and added to it as well by blaming everything on Trump. Oh, it's no good. It's terrible. It's awful. And meanwhile, just look at the basic facts and fundamentals of this situation compared to previous health concerns that have come up. SARS is an example, or swine flu under
Every
Obama.
4 years we've had something, right?
Swine flu. Get a load of this. Swine flu killed 10,000 people in the U.S. 10,000 people in the U.S. and 3 to 500,000 worldwide. But it was Obama, so he had this. He slept at a Holiday Inn Express, and everything was fine. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
So, how about a MyPillow for the person who most accurately guesses when the CDC decides coronavirus is over?
Well, by the way, it's not even a pandemic yet. There's not enough to trigger it being called a pandemic yet. Everybody assumes it's going to be, but it's not yet. I just think, number one, if you are healthy, you have about as much chance of getting this as you do the flu, right?
Yeah, you're more likely to be killed going out your front door, right?
Yeah, the statistics just aren't there. But I think there is a fear in the air. And the fear kind of cascades. You know, it snowballs. Now Harvard's canceling classes. How long before Yale does? And, University of Mary, one of the reasons we're here today, talk with Monsignor James Shea next hour about their decision to move their entire Rome campus, all of the students, to Arizona. Now, Italy's a different situation than the U.S., obviously. Number one, much smaller. And number two, obviously has more cases of this, so there's more concern there. But I think whatever it is, if fear is what is driving you, I don't think you're making the best decision. I don't think you're thinking clearly. Now, there's some things we need to fear. I have a fear of God. I don't want this life to be all there is, right? So that motivates you to do well in this world. But when you talk about, fear of a news item, as in coronavirus, as in the oil dropping, as in whatever, how does that make anything better? I guess that's my question. Do you fear these things? And if you do, is that healthy? Is it helpful? Does it help you get where you want to go? I'm just very curious about that today, because I'm just sitting back here and looking at all this damage is being done to things when there's no underlying fundamental reason. Some things you can't control. They're going to happen, and when they do, you just hope you have the sense to, say, I'm going to get through this, stay calm, and this too shall pass. But when they're not even real, and they're causing the fear, I also wonder this time. Is this a first world problem? I mean, have we got it so good in this country that things like what have happened over the last couple of days are enough to, you know, create mass hysteria? Seems to me it's an indication that we, you know, a little bit of an affluenza might be that might be the other thing that we're. You got influenza, you've got coronavirus, and you got affluenza. Maybe we're just a little too fat and sassy, and so when these are the issues, I mean, I'll give you an example. Prices have been falling in the ag world for a long time. Layer on top of that, horrific weather, right? Then trade deals. You've got beef producers that 4, 5, 6 years, no profit whatsoever. They're breaking even, just holding their head above water, waiting for this to break. You got folks that couldn't get crop out of the ground last year are doing it now in snow. That hasn't just been like a couple of weeks. That's been months and months and months. So I think the coronavirus thing is completely out of hand. On the oil front, I mean, depending on where you're at, you know, if you have a lot of debt and the price stays down low and you can't get money to finance their operations, you're in some measure of trouble. But that's not something new to folks in the oil world. Obviously, this plummet was not welcome, not good. But I think we've seen versions of this before and we'll see them again. And this is a very resilient industry. And we ought to all pray for them to come back because they're the grand piggy bank for so much of what you enjoy in the way of infrastructure in the state of North Dakota. Huge funder. And everybody wants a little. How about a little mine? I'll take a little mine. I'll take a little mine. I'll take mine. Just a golden goose that keeps on giving. And sometimes it can't give. And then you recognize maybe I ought to be grateful for that goose every now and then. That's a little bit of a different situation. But anyway, 800-228-0550. Just some of my thoughts. I welcome yours. 800-228-0550. I've analyzed it. Now it's your turn. 258-0550. Text me. 367-2054. Text Todd 701-367. No, that's my number. Yeah, 226-8503. Todd's 226-8503.
If you text me and text Scott's number, he'll forward it, and vice versa.
And you can answer this text. Sounds more like you cons. I don't know what a cons is, but I'll wear it proudly. Sounds more like you cons. Oh, I bet he's like he's dropped off the neo now. Remember when we used to be neocons? We wanted to defend the United States of America, and we were neocons. Yeah, we're neocons. That's who we are. Liberals have funny names for people they don't agree with. I always get a kick out of that. Anyway, I digress. I got stuck on the cons part here. I lost this text now because I've got so many coming in. Where to go? Okay, here we go. Tell that to the Italians. Media hype, Democratic conspiracy, tell that to the Italians. Yeah. Obviously, it's a little more. I'm not talking about the Italians. I'm talking about the United States.
Right.
I know you liberals always think things are better in other countries, but I'm thinking the United States is best, and I'm talking about the U.S. I mentioned Italy and the whole campus thing. Sounds more like you cons, there they go again, are hyping the hype, politicizing what you term the politicizing. Trade deal, a nothing burger, as you are fond of saying. Well, no, the trade deals were an impact on, for instance, soybeans. And then the Chinese said, we'll buy a bunch. So trade deals were part of the uncertainty in agriculture. But I'll let the callers address the liberals on this program. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
A little over a year ago, I took the lead from Todd Mitchell, and I went over to 180 Weight Solutions to get healthy. I'm diabetic. I went from a 6.3 A1C to a 4.9. Yesterday, at my doctor's appointment, the prognosis was that I have an 8% chance of a heart attack in the next 10 years. That's a much higher chance of death than I have from the coronavirus. So why isn't there any hysteria over heart disease?
Good question.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, the car accidents, you look at the chances you have to leave this earth. That's what I mean. I mean, it's the case, the amount of cases in the United States, what is it now? Is it 50 yet? I don't even think it's 50, right? I should look at the latest numbers. And we have a country of 340 million people, 360 million people. I mean, I just don't understand it. It's total hysteria. But congratulations on
that. It's a fair comparison to make.
Yeah, no, I mean, you raise a good point. We just need a few more of those to just calm this down a little bit. Congrats, though, Mike, on your Spartan training program there.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you. That's fantastic. And nothing like dropping a couple of pounds to reduce the chances of everything happening.
Well, Dr. Steve does good work over there.
That's awesome. Changing lives. Love it, love it, love
Amen.
It. You got to find something that works, and you got to ride that pony. That's the deal. Texas says live cattle April futures in January were $1.28. Yesterday they were $1.03. Exactly right. How's that for a crash? More after this.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Over what's happening right now between coronavirus and oil prices and farm situation and anything else, pray more, worry less. That's right. I know people always tell you that when things are really crazy, right? But it has worked. By the way, my sister-in-law, Carrie Colstall, who we interviewed on the program on, I guess it was Friday, was quarantined on the Princess Cruise Line ship. She has made it back stateside now. They're back, and she was actually among the first 50 that were able to leave the ship. She's suffering from stage 4 cancer and was very uncomfortable just from the cramped conditions of the cabin and whatnot. So now at Travis Air Force Base, and now the Department of Health in North Dakota and the CDC are trying to find a way home for her to keep everybody else safe and her safe and get off the treatment. So thanks for all your prayers. And there's a prime example where prayers have definitely worked. The other thing that can help is sleep. You know, you just get a good night's sleep and everything's better. And my friend Mike Lindell has designed the best pillow on the planet Earth. There's just none better anywhere in what he's done. You get this pillow, it shows up, you throw it in the dryer, fluff it out, put a pillowcase on it. The first time you lay your head in the pillow, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You're right. It adjusts to you, so you can get it so it's just how you like it. That interlocking fill is the secret. It really works. Now, there's a guarantee. 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning you can sleep on it for 59 nights and go, no, I just don't like it. Send it back. You got your money back. 800-506-9028 is the number. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, under the radio listener specials for all the deals. 800-506-9028. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us on the program. He was in a meeting last night with the Attorney General on the reauthorization of FISA. So going to be interesting to see what happens there. Of course, you have House and Senate have to come together on that. And it will be interesting. It will. And I think it's the perfect opportunity for Republicans to demand reforms in FISA or say, fine, let it lapse until you get it right. If it's that valuable a tool, don't let what happened to Donald Trump happen to anybody else. So look forward to talking with him about that. He also was authored an op-ed that's going to be out here in a day or two on the oil price war, so we'll get his take on that and a few other things happening in Congress. So stay tuned for that. Top of next hour, Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter as well, senior VP here at the U Mary now, and the two of them together talking a little bit about the logistics of what they had to do with the coronavirus impact and move their students to Arizona. And also want to talk with Monsignor a little bit about the fear factor that is out there for so many. But I do want to hear from you about whether or not you are, in fact, fearful, or whether or not this is a hype that's happening elsewhere. You could tell me at 258-0550-701-258-0550. I think the media has committed, and I say the media, I'm just talking about the national media pounding away on the national airwaves, in newspapers, everywhere, all of their stories, predicting, some would say rooting for the worst to happen, worst case scenario in this whole thing. You know, most times when a president is positive, they say, well, he's a consoler-in-chief. He knows it's a tough time, and so he's bucking people up a little bit. Donald Trump does it. He's ignoring it. He's oblivious to it. He's crazy. Texter says, Scott, my daughter is studying in Italy, and other students at her school have gone back to the U.S. About 2 weeks ago, she's decided to stay and has a different perspective than what we hear in the news. Interesting. I'd like to hear more about that. I definitely would. One texter asks a very important question here. Todd, are you ready for this? Kev?
Go for it.
You guys ready? How mentally deficient do you have to be to return a MyPillow? I don't think I've ever answered that question. It happens very, very rarely. I forget what their return rate is, but it's like extremely, extremely rare.
Let's say you had one you weren't particularly happy with, then throw it in the guest room or whatever. Yeah. But
wherever your mother-in-law stays.
We all fight for the MyPillows, and usually I lose out to the pets. And
yeah.
You
missed my joke.
Wife.
Right? Yeah.
No, I got it.
Wherever the mother-in-law stays.
Right.
And I love my mother-in-law, so from the fact my mother-in-law is my only...
I don't let her stay at our house. I love my mother-in-law, but...
My only
we can get her a better deal than my place.
Anyway, let me get to the calls here for crying out loud. Let's see, Dean in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Who's that?
Dean, I have you as Dean. Are you Dean?
Oh, okay, the phone just buzzed out when you said the name.
Yeah, no problem.
I was going to say, we have my pillow, and we also got a couple other pillows mixed on the bed, and put your head down and, oh, that's the wrong pillow. Got to get the other one.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. You nailed it, Dean. Absolutely. Love it.
It's amazing how you can't realize what a difference there is in pillows. And with that Pernola virus, that's just a big old hoax that the media likes to keep making bigger and bigger and bigger. Worse and worse.
Have you detected that from the very beginning of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just, to do anything to make it all sound like it's Trump's fault and make it worse, worse, worse. You know, and also yesterday, Rush Limbaugh mentioned about how many years now it's been that when the election comes about, that there's some type of virus around. Like the last 5 years or five elections.
I've seen that stat too, where it kind of comes on a cycle and it always happens to be an election year.
Right.
And I've been taught to believe there's no such thing as a coincidence, Dean. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, really. So. All right, all. Have a good day, guys. I love my pillow.
Thank you very much, Dean. Appreciate it. And things that make you go, from Dean and Bismarck today there. Bill's in Fargo. Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I would just like to say, I think what's going on here is a little more sophisticated. If you would take the word coronavirus and replace it with anti-Semitism, I think that's what they're really trying to keep in check. All this social distancing they're promoting, stay away from the old people. I think if you take a look at this, I think they're more concerned about what's been going on the internet. And I would just take another look at this with an open mind. Thank you.
Not sure I completely grasp the connection between the elderly and anti-Semitism, but this show is called What's on Your Mind, and that's what's on your mind, so you let us know. 800-228-0550. Texter says, hey, Todd, how about this people in Bismarck buying up and hoarding all the toilet paper? Sam's Club is sold out. Walmart and Target sold out. My wife is planning her weekly shopping and found this out. What are people thinking? What about everyone else's needs?
Well, if anybody's got bidets to market, this might be your prime opportunity.
Seriously. Toilet paper. A run
never
on toilet
sweat
paper.
Sweat out another toilet paper shortage again.
Oh, my God.
Get the Acme bidet or whatever brand name.
Send the bill to MSNBC. I can't even believe it.
Texture says. True, though. I keep getting the photos from people.
I know. I've seen it. It's
look
real.
At this, look at that. I'm like,
but it's a Bismarck. I think it's a Bismarck thing. I don't think it's anywhere else. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I was going to ask you. I mean, is Fargo going that crazy, too? Or are we just going that nuts in Bismarck?
Haven't been TP shopping lately. Scott, the media is going 24/7 on this crap. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Cable people. And how far politicians will go to get power.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to soften the economic damage the coronavirus is threatening to do. He's announced that he's going to be meeting today with Republican senators to push for a payroll tax cut that would help hourly workers. Meanwhile, St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and in Boston have both been canceled because of coronavirus concerns, but New York's annual march up Fifth Avenue is still a go for today. Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's concern about gathering thousands of people, but so far no one's advised the city to call the nation's biggest St. Patrick's Day event off.
The argument for canceling larger gatherings is a lot of people, and in principle you might have that many more people who have been exposed to disease. In the presence of that many more people who have not been.
Five states have Democratic presidential primaries today, and one, North Dakota, has a caucus. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man anchored us low. We were good, you know.
Part by our friends at Dak Diesel. CJ and the team are hard at it right now.
Count knowledge at the junior college.
Making a diesel go better. That's what they do every day. Multiplied by, half a dozen times. And the next day, do it again. That's what Dak Diesel's all about. They're in Bismarck. And if you have a diesel vehicle that needs repair and you want somebody that can fix it right, be a little creative, and use some talents that have been around for a long time. That's all he's known. Grew up doing it. And you want CJ and his team at Dak Diesel, okay? They're in Bismarck. They'll do house calls anywhere if it means getting your diesel rolling again. Call them at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. It's caucus day in North Dakota. Actually, the only state on this mini Super Tuesday that has a caucus. The rest are primaries. 5 until 8 in Bismarck. Well, actually, 5 to 8 everywhere. Bismarck, Ramada Inn, Fargo Holiday Inn, Grand Forks Ramada Inn, Minot Grand Hotel, Underwood City Hall, Devil's Lake at City Plaza, Valley City at District 24, GOP headquarters in Park River at the Alexander House Restaurant. Tonight, 5 until 8 o'clock. If you're a Trump fan, I would get out there. I would walk on broken glass to get there. Just to send a powerful message. Other states have done this with huge turnout for, you know, somebody that's an incumbent. It doesn't happen very often. Doesn't have an opponent. It doesn't matter. Needs to be a real important sign. So get out that caucus and caucus for Donald Trump tonight. And again, that is 5 until 8 p.m. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here to update us on a crazy week in Congress. And it's only Tuesday. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. I want to start asking you about the president's comments last night before the coronavirus press conference, in which he said we're going to do some things to buttress the economy with this free fall. One, he talked about a payroll tax cut that would be announced today, as well as some things to recognize that some of the hourly wage workers would not be going to work. We're on one hand sitting here and saying this thing is not as bad as the media is hyping it, and the other hand saying we need some stimulus. What's your take?
I think both. We'll see. We'll see what the package looks like and how we deliver it. I don't think this is as bad as media, as some of the media are hyping it, but I also think it's very significant and very severe. And we need to do everything we can, particularly when you see airlines cutting their flights and just taking normal abundance of caution. It's a little bit more deadly than the flu. We don't go from those things. And so the economy. I mean, just to run on department stores and different things. I mean, we've had everything from huge conferences to advanced fund will be being delayed by 6 months.
Not, so,
having a tremendous effect on the economy.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but we're not getting the best connection with you from the cell signal there. They're going to try and reconnect you guys and see if we can't get a better signal, maybe get Kelly on top of the mountain rather than the... What's that? Is Kelly back? We'll try again. I guess one thing I'm going to talk about with Kelly here is if we agree this is being hyped needlessly by the media, and that hype is doing damage economically, you know, this is where I think anybody's in a position to make a decision. Don't do it just because somebody else is doing it. Do it based on the facts. If you think, I mean, Monsignor Shea, who we're going to talk to next hour, prime example. University of Mary said, wait a minute, we've got a situation in Italy, kids over there, we can't control a lot, let's get them out of there together, let's bring them to Arizona. That makes sense. They were in Italy. But I think this idea of, you know, we're going to play a basketball game without anybody in the crowd. What? You know, the point is, if you're susceptible and have an underlying health condition, stay home. But regardless, the media is hyping the daylights out of this, so that does cause economic harm. So is that why, Kelly, you're saying that, you know, we need both?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's not just I mean, there are some in the media overreacting, but, I mean, this, let's be honest. I mean, this, let's be clear. This is serious. I mean, Italy has just quarantined their whole country, essentially. So we have, and how we deal with it and how fast we work it out is making sure that we can delay the spread of this, mostly so we don't have capacity at most of our hospitals across the country.
So, but, you know, compare it to, for instance, how many people die each year from the flu. Now, I realize the mortality rate, if you get coronavirus, is much more difficult, and we don't have a vaccine. So there's differences. But the swine flu under Obama killed 10,000 in the U.S., hundreds of thousands worldwide. Why do you think, you know, it just seems like this is all about hurting a Trump economy, hurting Trump's election chances, and so we're going to take the worst-case possible scenario, which then cascades into fear and people are doing things they don't need to do. Underlying serious, yeah, but if we follow the guidelines, you know, of washing our hands, and if we're not sick, there's not much risk of getting anything serious, is there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have a vaccine for it, and it is more contagious than the flu. I mean, it is. We were just briefed again this morning on it. And more importantly, I mean, like I said, the rate of infection, if we do this properly, will actually last longer, because what we're trying to do is delay that in order so we don't have overcapacity at our medical facilities. We treat our citizens a little differently sometimes than China does. I mean, letting this run through as quickly as possible will create incredible stresses on our healthcare facilities, so we don't want that to happen as well. So they're doing a good job. They're working their way through it. But, it's got a higher mortality rate, and it's more contagious than the flu, and those two things are both true.
It is easing in China and South Korea, of course, China where it started. And so, like, what is the sense you're getting from the experts of you know, how long is this, it's not a pandemic yet, so I don't know, you know, health emergency, how long do you expect it lasting?
Well, I think one thing we have to consider is how each country will deal with those things. South Korea has been doing a good job, but, I mean, essentially, we don't want a scenario where we want it to run through the entire population as quickly as possible. And I'm not totally briefed on what China has done, but when you ramp up the time that the virus runs through the entire population, that's where you get those incredible stressors and triage going on at medical facilities. So we actually want to delay that because of how contagious it is, so we don't overly stress our medical facilities. So we could see it last longer, but hopefully our mortality rate will be significantly lower.
Question for Kelly Armstrong. Welcome by text for Todd or myself, 701-367-2054 for me. Todd's at 226-8503. Or you can call 701-258-0550 on this or anything today on the program. I know there's some of your colleagues that have shut down their offices, and you know, mostly because I guess they were exposed at one point to the coronavirus. Do you see, you know, I mean, what's the status of that in Congress right now?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously, just because of the transient nature of D.C. and the way everything's going, I think people who know that they've potentially been exposed are doing the right thing. But right now, we're trying, I mean, we're taking precautions as far as handshakes and those types of things, but we're still open for business. We still have a lot of things on the plate that we have to get worked out. But I think it's like anything else. I mean, when you have young kids and the flu's going around your school, I mean, you take an abundance of caution. And I think everybody should do those things. But, I mean, some of it's basic hygiene and just being smart as well.
Yesterday's market drop was attributed as much to coronavirus as it was to the oil price drop, but it's pretty obvious with this battle between Saudi Arabia and Russia going on that most of that was related to, oil and what happened there. And so it took a pretty significant hit, coming back a little bit today. But what's your take on this oil price war? Is it going to be a long one?
Well, I don't know what long is, but Saudi Arabia is ramping up their production to 12.9 million barrels a day, which is 600 million barrels higher than they've ever done, and also dumping oil on the market for up to
20%. I didn't hear all that. Kelly, try that again. We got a little bit of a bad signal again. Tell me what the numbers are. That you're talking about Saudi Arabia's numbers?
Yeah. They ramped their production up to 12.9 million barrels a day, and they're selling it at the market at a 20% discount. So, yeah, it's a real problem.
What do you see as the impacts on North Dakota?
Well, so they tried this before in 2014, and it didn't work. North American companies and North Dakota companies proved incredibly difficult to kill, but the situations are a little different. You know this. Gas infrastructure is expensive. We haven't had a robust oil economy for a long time. Capital's harder to come by, so it's really concerning, and we should be very, 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 we should monitor it very closely and understand how high the stakes are.
Anything that can be done? Is this a thing where President Trump is putting pressure on Saudi Arabia saying, hey, you're an ally, don't do this. Don't do this.
Yeah, and I think they had a conversation yesterday, but North American shale, which was started in the Bakken, has protected consumers from artificially high oil prices for a decade. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of things built in the world market to protect consumers from artificially low oil prices caused by cartels that are trying to increase their market share. We just don't. I mean, they don't exist in that way. And this is something we've always been vulnerable to, and we're really vulnerable to it right now just because of the state and the capital-intensive nature of developing the field.
Jay and Dickinson, the hometown of Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, can you hear me? I've got you on speakerphone, sorry.
We can hear you.
Just wondering, our local high school has a trip coming up for one of the classes, for senior class, for one of the clubs, which my daughter has been working different events for 3 years now in high school, and they're going to Washington, D.C. and to New York. Now, there's like a month and a half before they leave. They could get better, they could get worse. Just curious, what's your opinion since you know the D.C. area well?
One of the things we don't talk about enough coronavirus is moving through is how it really doesn't affect our younger population all that well. It's important to recognize most people who contract it will be asymptomatic, and it's more vulnerable to elderly and to respiratory issues. That being said, you're going to have to monitor this and make decisions based on what the virus is changing every day, and it'll continue to change for that. So, I mean, right now, I would carefully monitor what's going on. And you can always reach out to us. We can fix it closer to the day. We can give you better advice.
I don't know how much of that you could hear, Jay, but he did say...
Very little.
Yeah, it's a tough... We're having a tough day today on the connection, but he did say feel free to reach out to his office as you get closer to that event and help you a little bit with that decision. But I think it's, University of Mary takes students every year to Rome, incoming Catholic school students from around the state that are going to be, incoming seniors the summer of their junior year. And, same thing there. Some people have been asking about that, and they've said there's, really no reason to make a decision right now yet because it's just too early to tell. And that trip is coming up in June. Our daughter's leaving on a choir trip on a bus to Arizona tomorrow. I think you got to live your life, especially healthy people, for sure.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we found one of those, I don't know, this should be in a museum somewhere, Todd, but it's a landline. Congressman Kelly Armstrong's on a landline now. Have you heard of that?
I've read about those online someplace.
No, with the telegraph. I think, anyway, back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. I know you were with Attorney General Barr last night working on a, I guess it's a compromise at this point, trying to get the legislation right on the FISA reauthorization. Where's your line on the reform necessary here?
Well, first, I think it's important to recognize that the three parts that they're trying to reauthorize, two of the three I think are actually good. One of them I think won't be done for different reasons, aren't the parts that we're concerned with. What it is where we get leverage to redo how we have discovered some significant FISA abuses. So my mind is, without significant reformation, I won't vote for a FISA reauth.
Without significant, what does that look like?
So for me, the most important thing for any kind of reform is that we hold bad actors accountable, because we know that there have been bad actors, and they typically are people that are in some fair high level of government, which is where this becomes really problematic, without creating a situation where we put our national security at risk because we have an overly cumbersome purpose or process that doesn't solve the problem we're trying to solve. So I'm happy to be a part of these conversations, Scott, because this is actually something I think I'm pretty good at, making sure we go after the bad actors without, and protecting the Fourth Amendment and the First Amendment without making the process not work.
Don't we have the ability to hold bad actors accountable now? I mean, is that
not really. Did you know the FISA court is not like a regular federal court? There is no contempt provision in the FISA court. That just doesn't exist right now, and we've seen this happen. So we need to make sure.
So is the reason that we don't have somebody that has been held accountable for the FISA abuse that took place in President Trump's case, that there's no mechanism to do it?
There is mechanisms to do it. In theory, the implementation of those does not work at all, and that's what we're trying to fix.
I see. And is the Attorney General receptive to that?
Very much so, but he's also receptive to protecting American citizens and making sure that the process works. We got to remember that FISA started after Watergate as a mechanism to protect constitutional rights to people. So when people say to get rid of FISA, I need people to understand that that's not the silver bullet, because it was in a lot of ways worse before.
Yeah, very interesting. Questions waiting for Kelly here at 800-228-0550. John Minot for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I told your screener I wanted to talk about the post office, but I think I'd sooner talk about this FISA right now.
Go ahead.
If you put teeth in this FISA law, what makes you think that would be any better than the teeth we have in the, now I lost the word. Anyway, they didn't go after Hillary Clinton for breaking the Espionage Act. Why would they go after anybody for breaking the FISA?
Well, that's our goal, is to make sure that there's actually real public accountability and significant criminal and civil penalties, which don't exist now in any real real form, and I think we've shown that.
There are penalties for the Espionage Act, aren't there? They don't do anything with them.
I'm just saying that the way this has to be done is in order to protect U.S. citizens' constitutional rights, and if it doesn't, then I'm not going to support it.
Sounds good. Anything on the caucus today you want to tell folks? I mean, obviously, the Republican Party in North Dakota is solidly behind Donald Trump, as most of the Republican Party is in the whole country in solid numbers, but there are still presidential caucuses tonight. Should people go and participate?
Absolutely, and you can, I mean, there was an opportunity to do this. You know, I was former state party chair, so my number one concern is always complacency. North Dakota is Trump country. The Trump administration has been fantastic for the North Dakota economy. I think there's a clear distinction between producing states and consuming states, and if I lived in the state of North Dakota, I'd be very, very concerned about a Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden presidency, and the best way to do that is to get out today and vote for President Trump.
Texter wants to know what the $8.3 billion for the coronavirus response will be used for.
Various things, testing kits, replenishing our emergency funds, which already exist, and continue to deploy capital in the best way possible to ensure that we can manage the virus in the best way possible to protect the lives of American citizens.
And what do you expect is going to come up in the way of stimulus when they get done here in the next, I mean, the president mentioned yesterday he's coming up to Capitol Hill today. What's going to come out of this?
You know, they have talked about a temporary payroll tax issue. I know this morning Speaker Pelosi seemed very cool on that idea. Democrats are in control of the House, and obviously President Trump and Kudlow and Mnuchin have ideas on what they think should happen. So hopefully they negotiate something that's both fiscally responsible and actually does what it's intended to do while we deal with what is going on mostly in relation to coronavirus.
Dana and Judd, last call. Go ahead for Kelly, quick.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Kelly, a couple weeks ago, President Trump announced that he was going to use some of the money taken in from the tariffs to back the farmers until we get a price increase. What's going on that? I mean, we're running out of time for this talk. We got to do something. So,
Kelly, got a quick answer?
I think we're going to see another round of MFP payments right now. Obviously, North Dakota has disaster aid that was in the last continuing resolution, and we'll just continue to work on those things to get them deployed as quickly as possible.
Kelly Armstrong, thank you, sir. More after this, folks.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.